Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code Regular Joe, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code Regular Joe when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. Hello there and welcome, Joe Gigante, Regular Joe, waiting for Mr. Jones to call in. He should be with us any moment to talk about his new book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. And as I mentioned earlier, I mean, when you look at so much of what's going on in our world, this book could not be more timely. And we'll put links up. Of course, you can get it. You can go to his website, thegreatcampaign.org, and that's the way to, you can, from there, you can get to a link to order the book, learn more about what Jason does and who he is and why he's doing it. And, we will go through all that with him here in, as I said, in just a moment. Now, in the meantime, as I mentioned briefly, and I think this plays in rather perfectly, to the conversation we're going to have. Which is this, I apologize. Just a moment. I need to shoot. I see what happened. He got the wrong. Sorry. I had to send in the right number. I apologize. That was my error. I wrote it quickly and sent him. I sent him to a DC phone number. Anyway, you have this situation starting where you have men, well, young men, I guess, preferring AI girlfriends to any real life relationship. And this isn't like the movie with Bruce Willis, right? There's no robot or anything else involved, but it's people choosing to have a so-called relationship with a computer over human relationships. There's nowhere this goes that this is a good thing. And we're looking, as I've said before, the destruction of our culture. And if we don't have a strong, thriving culture with an intact family as the goal, a man and a woman in a married, loving relationship, raising their children, it doesn't matter what we do to the economy. It doesn't matter what we do anywhere. Our country will fail. All right, I want to go to Jason, who's on the line. Welcome back to the show, Jason Jones. I'm laughing because I don't know why I sent you a phone number with area code 202 on it. I must be hearkening back to 25 years ago when we first met.
I think that's what it was. You know, my master's degree was in propaganda theory, frame theory, and analysis. So you think me, you think 202 area code, well, which is not flattering.
It is the centrifuge of all propaganda at this point would be out of Washington, D.C. Now, I mentioned to the audience, you heard me talking, I'm sure, a moment ago, just as the stories that are coming out now that tie in, I think, in many ways, to the underlying premise of this great book that you have. And is it coming out today, or is it, I know it's dropping yesterday.
Yesterday was Amazon hot new release, which I woke up to that. I was surprised, and we're, you know, barreling down on the New York Times bestseller list if they choose to acknowledge the book exists. But yeah, it was number one hot new release at Amazon yesterday, and full steam ahead.
So now, as I mentioned, we met 25 or 26 years ago. It's been a long time. You were doing public relations for an international human rights group, the Human Life International. We did an event together. It's how we met and became fast friends working in similar fields throughout all these years. You've gone on now to become a film producer, multiple book author, obviously an activist. You've got a podcast, The Jason Jones Show, of which I was honored to be a guest on. And of course, you founded the Human Rights Education and Relief Organization, which is goes by the acronym HERO. The two main pieces of that are the Vulnerable People Project and Movie to Movement. Before we get to the book, let's just start there. What are those projects? What do you do with HERO?
Well, here our mission is very simple. It's to defend the vulnerable from violence, from the child in the womb to the child in Darfur. We do that through two ways. We promote human dignity and we inspire solidarity. Movie to Movement, we produce movies. We consult on films that have themes that promote an elevated vision of the human person. And we've worked on many films, from short films to major studio pictures. The film that I'm most remembered for is my first film, Bella, which won the Toronto International Film Festival. And then the Vulnerable People Project, I founded that to run influence campaigns for ethnic and religious minorities facing genocide. And so we have offices in Nigeria. We secure Catholic churches and synagogues in Nigeria. We put in cameras and security guards that are facing Islamist extremism. We provide security guards and cameras for girls' schools, believe it or not, with the permission of the Taliban in Afghanistan to protect them from ISIS. We work in India with the Dalit community. So we're in Ukraine. We're in Gaza. Our mission is just very simple, to stand with the most vulnerable people in the world when the world is left. But you left out the most important part of my biography. Can I share it?
Oh, I was just waiting for it, by all means.
Well, I just think this is probably the only reason you had me on as a guest. It was 22 years ago. There was this beautiful young woman that I worked with, and I knew she was too good for me. And I looked at her and I said, you know, this is Joe Gigani's wife. And so I told you and this Kristen girl that I was having a going away party, which was not true. And I invited the two of you to the Ico ice skating on the mall on Capitol Hill. And I turned to Kristen and I said, Kristen, meet your husband, Joe. Joe, meet your wife, Kristen. And I skated away, and now you have a big, beautiful family. And I think I should start putting that on my bio.
I think it should be the lead of the bio, and it's absolutely true. We had been working together for a couple of years at that point. You were relocating soon, and we wanted to go ice skating. And the part that people, I think, struggle with, and it's absolutely true, that when she came through the door, you said, Kristen, meet your future husband, Joe, meet your future wife, Kristen. And when you told me, prior to that, when you said you were going to introduce me to the woman I was going to marry, do you remember my response to you? I said, stop abusing crack. It's obviously got to your head. Because I said it would take an act of God for me to be engaged, much less married a year from now. And in fact, we were married within 11 months. So yeah, you were spot on. Yeah. So
you know, it was beautiful. And I wish they had smartphones at the time, because I skated. You remember,
I do.
Skating with some girls, and I was doing like jumps and twirls and falling down and making a fool of myself. But I skated around really fast to get behind you, and I just watched the two of you talk for the first time and just skate together. And I don't know how I knew. I just knew when I looked at her, I knew I was looking at your wife. And as I watched the two of you skate away, it was like a very magical moment. I was like, God, this is amazing. I know they're going to get married, and I'm getting to see their very first words together. I get to look at them as they're talking. And I'm doing a horrible job selling my book right now.
But it's still a great story.
Very interesting story.
It is. And by the way, just for the record, it's kind of a magical moment for me as well. I mean, I understand.
Yeah, sure.
And you haven't taken credit for my children yet, which you normally do. So, I mean,
yeah, well,
that gets confusing.
I get runs batted in or RBI or whatever.
That's something. It's, you made it happen. I do appreciate it. And yes, it would be this November. It'll be 22 years that we've been married. So we actually are.
And I showed up at your wedding with my new girlfriend, this
who's now your beautiful wife,
model from New York. And you were like, this girl's going to kick him to the curb soon enough. And now we have seven children.
It is a beautiful thing. She has been a great blessing to you. There's no question about it. Now, this book you've written, and by the way, you mentioned Bella, the other film that I think it always stuck with me, The Stoning of Sarai M. Beautiful film. Another one that you had a lot to do with and helped to make happen. There's a number of them, but this book I think is so timely right now because I said this a little earlier in the show, you know, there's so many different fires in the world that we're trying to put out, and you get consumed with that fire, right? Here's the fire over here. the radical transgender agenda and what they're trying to indoctrinate their children. There's COVID and the repercussions of COVID over here, and you're running from fire to fire. And a lot of times people don't have the opportunity to sit back and look at it in a more, I hate the term, but the 30,000 feet, right? Why is this all happening? Where is it all happening? And what does it mean? And I in the title of the book itself, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, we're watching the Great Reset happen. And what I love about this is you're sitting there going, it doesn't have to be this way. There's ways we can stop this. There's ways that we can turn this around. Tell them about how you handle this in the book.
Yeah, Joe. Well, yeah, and we will win. We will win. It's just how much human wreckage will be left in the waste of this radical ideology that's sweeping the world. And you said how it just seems like there are all these fires, and that's something I get accused of with my organization, the Vulnerable People Project. They'll say, you're in Gaza, you're in India, you're in Iraq, you're in Afghanistan. Like, what are you doing? And what we're doing is the Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. What the Great Reset seeks to do is two fundamental things. You know, Barack Obama said he wanted to fundamentally change America. Well, I remember from my philosophy class, when you fundamentally change something, when you change its nature, you destroy it. It doesn't remain the same thing. Well, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, they're even more ambitious. They want to fundamentally change the West, beyond the West, the world. They're saying, if you're a philosophy student, when you hear that, you should hear they want to destroy the West. They want to destroy civilization. They want to sweep it away. And what are they really waging war at? What's the unifying principle? It's what's left of Christendom. It's the remnants of Christianity. But most importantly, what has every tyrant in the West had to deal with? And that's the Christian understanding of human dignity, the Christian vision of the human person. The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, there have been great books by others on the Great Reset. They look at it through from economics, or they look at it from politics. But what this book looks at it through is through anthropology. There's two visions of the human person. There's the Christian vision of the human person embedded in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and then they're endowed by their creator with inalienable rights. Okay, that's one vision of the human person. What does the other vision of the human person look like? It looks like mask mandates, lockdowns. It looks like total wars. It looks like cricket meat. Who pays a marketing team to make a commercial that says you'll own nothing and be happy? You'll eat cricket meat and like it. So it's not a conspiracy theory. You can go on Google. You can look at the World Economic Forum's commercials. Like, they paid people. They sat in a room under fluorescent lights, drinking lattes, saying, how do we sell eating cricket meat to the world? Oh, you know, well, tell me you like it. Yeah, just like your mom told you when you had to eat the canned peas. You know, eat your canned peas and like it. So in the book, I lay out the five ideological enthusiasms and tactics of the globalists, and then the five pillars of Western civilization that we need to defend to protect our posterity from the hell on earth that they mean to leave for them.
Now, by the way, we've done a few war rooms ourselves over the years. Could you imagine being asked to sit down and come up with no steak? We don't want steak. We want you to sell bug meat. Yeah, that I just
I want to know. In those meetings, did they cater cricket meat for the meeting?
Well, so you could taste the product, right? You have to know what you're selling.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. I doubt that very much.
I don't think so at all. We're talking to Jason Jones, author of the new book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, available now. You can go to thegreatcampaign.org to learn more about Jason, more about the book. There's a link to order it. And by the way, the book is getting very high praise. Sebastian Gorka, former White House official, he said, I love this quote. Jones echoes the humanness of J.R.R. Tolkien, the clarity of G.K. Chesterton, in the joy of Cyrano de Bergerac, you enjoy his duel with the monsters of globalism, the pagan climate cult. Jason leaves them all gasping and sputtering on the floor. That is, I mean, it's a beautiful quote, but that's high praise. J.R. Tolkien, G.K. Chesterton. I mean, that says a lot about
Sebastian,
what you're doing.
Gorka doesn't know. So I became a Catholic through the writings of Tolkien and Chesterton. And Cyrano de Bergerac's my favorite play. When I read that from a man who I kind of see as the Cyrano-type character myself, no, the reviews that are coming in Dr. Robert Malone said this book answers all the questions that he had after being red-pilled by the COVID crisis. Alex Jones wrote a review, said that he called me a wild man in the review. My daughter said, Alex Jones called my father a wild man. I am proud. She's like, Dad, I'm probably going to put that on your tombstone. Jason Jones was a wild man, Alex Jones. That's going to be on my quote. But, yeah, I was really taken aback from Eric Metaxas. Epoch Times called it a triumph, the book of the century. So I was really taken aback. I wrote this book because the past 3 years I've been working in Ukraine. I've been spending most of my working time has been in Afghanistan, rescuing our Afghan allies who were abandoned by the Biden administration and serving the widows and orphans of our allies who were killed in action. And just I've been living in the midst of really the Great Reset. So when people hear the rhetoric of the Great Reset, they go, they can't be serious, or they can't be this vicious, they can't be this thoughtless to the vulnerable, but they really are. I live it. I see it every day. And I wanted to impress upon people that we need to have a real sense of urgency in battling back. There's a new proposal on Biden's desk from the World Economic Forum that if they agree to this, if Biden signs on to this agreement, he will cede the power to lock down America.
Hey, hold that thought right there, Jason. We'll pick it up after the break. Hang on.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.